A new art exhibit shows some of the more innovative solutions Puerto Ricans are coming up with to become more empowered following Hurricane Maria in September. A group of Philadelphia artists traveled to Puerto Rico a few weeks ago to find out how they could help. And they found that the hurricane was a catalyst for the creation of informal social collectives. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, this could make the island more storm resilient.
Immediately after hurricanes decimated much of Puerto Rico, a Philadelphia artist named Grimaldi Baez started to collect supplies to send to the island. He was born there, still has family and friends there, and had enough connections to ask what was needed most.
What we did was send specifically solar-powered lights and water filters, because that was what was asked for.
As the crisis began to wane, Baez saw the needs begin to change. He wanted to be there in person to find out what would be most useful, and he took his friend and fellow artist Ricky Yanez, a member of the artist collective Tiger Strikes Asteroid.
We were going to connect with groups there that were thinking similar to our critical discourse. You know, what does it look like to make spaces that are outside of institutional control, things that don't reflect the model and the ideals of capitalism?
Traveling with a third artist, Sheldon Abba, the group discovered people working collectively, not just to recover from storm damage, but lay the foundation of political agency. For example, building a solar-powered editing studio so documentary films could be made even if a storm wipes out power, and a plan to build 200 community gardens by 2019 to increase the island residents' food sovereignty. The artist came back with a mountain of materials, photos, recordings, and videos, all of which are on display now at Tiger Strikes Asteroid Gallery in the Crane Arts Building in Kensington. Baez says they will use the month-long exhibition to process what they witnessed and invite the public to consider what they can learn from Puerto Rico.
You know, how do we use spaces like this and our work as artists to offer perspective and to offer, you know, strategies for a sort of civic engagement, I think.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.